This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio, and good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A Williston teenager is on a literal life mission. He's in Washington, D.C., lobbying members of Congress to keep funding for heart-related research conducted by the National Institutes of Health from being cut due to federal sequestration. For 15-year-old Tommy Watson, the trip to the nation's capital is just another step on a journey that began with his efforts to make CPR training mandatory for students in Vermont before they graduate high school. That cause earned Watson an award from the American Heart Association as its Youth Advocate of the Year. And Watson's passion for CPR has translated to the teaching world as well. So far, he has personally trained over 600 people in CPR, including Vermont lawmakers and Governor Peter Shumlin. Tommy Watson spoke to us by cell phone from Washington, D.C., and says a single incident he witnessed prompted him to advocate for CPR training.
So it was in 2011 when they witnessed an 86-year-old man fall off his bike and have a cardiac arrest. And this is at a soccer game, and there's over 100 adults at this event. Only one person knew CPR, and he was a nurse, so he learned CPR as part of his job. So it kind of got me frustrated almost that people wouldn't reach out to the organizations to learn the skills. So I thought it'd be my mission to train my community, and it eventually became much more than just that.
How did you go about learning CPR?
I originally learned CPR just through a babysitting course the year before, and I learned CPR through the American Heart Association, also full CPR. And what I teach is a simple version of it, which is called hands-only CPR, which is basically a simple version just to get the general public to know what to do if they ever see an adult collapse, which the steps are to call 911 and to push hard and fast in the center of the chest.
Yeah, it's just the compressions, right? You're talking about just getting the chest, getting some air moving around through the system.
Exactly.
Emergency workers and first responders have voiced concerns that a lot of people might be too scared to perform CPR when the need arises. I know that in Vermont, there's a Good Samaritan law that protects people against any kind of liability. What do you say to people who say they're too scared to perform CPR?
Well, exactly that. They have the laws protecting them. Not only that, but there's no breathing component anymore, which is the part that most people were afraid of touching another person's mouth. And that aspect has been taken out of hands-only CPR. So now it's just doing those compressions, which most people are very fond about in the first place. And really, when they get the opportunity to do compressions on a mannequin, they feel more comfortable doing it in real life since they have the experience and they know what it's going to be like.
You sound, you know, like you're really confident about your own abilities here, and you've only practiced CPR, obviously, and I hope you're never in the situation where you actually have to perform it. But if you were, are you confident that you'd be clear-headed enough to be able to do it based on your training?
Absolutely. I think I have enough experience at this point where it's almost like second nature now, and it's the natural for me to jump in and do something.
Now, you're in Washington, D.C. right now, and you're meeting with Vermont's congressional delegation. What are you pushing for as you meet with them?
Well, since the sequester has hit, we're trying to make sure that the NIH, National Institute of Health, their budget isn't going to be cut because it's really important that we get funding for that, considering the fact that without research, people's lives cannot be saved. So it's really important that we keep this research going and that more people can be saved through different diseases.
And I understand that in Vermont, there is a move to, and I think this was spearheaded by you, correct me if I'm wrong, to get all kids in high school trained on CPR. Is that right?
Yes. So two sessions ago, I helped pass the law that now requires all high school students to learn hands-on CPR to be a 30-minute class one time throughout their 4 years of high school. So I think that was a very, it was a great step to take since it's only 30 minutes and it teaches someone how to save a life.
What have your friends and peers said about this effort?
They're pretty impressed, and I'm not the kind of person who likes to be announced like for awards and stuff like that. So, but it's been an interesting experience for me, but I've overall really enjoyed it.
Tommy, what do you want to do when you're older? Has CPR at all impacted your thoughts about the future?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'm kind of torn between going into business, since that's one of my hobbies, with the American Heart Association, of course, or becoming a cardiologist, which has been one of my career choices based off of my mission. So it's been kind of interesting to see where my mission has brought me today. And I'm just kind of torn between those two career paths. Either way, I definitely want to work with the American Heart Association, though.
Tommy Watson is named the Youth Advocate of the Year for the American Heart Association, and he's also a freshman at Champlain Valley Union High School. Thanks again, Tommy.
Yep, thank you.